This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The judge overseeing the case of the Boulder shooting suspect says he will be considered competent with medication to stand trial. The 22-year-old man is currently considered mentally incompetent to face charges for last year's shooting spree at a King Soopers store in Boulder. 10 people were killed. Mesa County is scaling back its response to the virus as COVID infections continue to fall. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
One of the biggest changes will be the closure of Mesa County Public Health's free testing site at the county fairgrounds, which tested hundreds of people per day during COVID-19 waves. Now it will close March 26th. Symptomatic people will still be able to pick up a free rapid test from the county health department, and COVID Check Colorado testing sites remain open for now. Mesa's health department will also reduce its contact tracing team and will only update its COVID dashboard once a week. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's appeal to Congress for more support resonated with many in the Colorado delegation. The Republican Ken Buck says that the U.S. can do much without imposing a no-fly zone.
I think sanctions against members of the Dumas make sense. I think that there are other things that we should look at. If we can supply more anti-aircraft weapons, I think we should do that as long as they're operated by Ukrainians.